Hi, and welcome to IETV's Friday Night Live series, weekly mental mind massages for those of us wanting to live a more peaceful, compassionate, and abundant life.
And these podcasts have been video recorded, so pop over to our Facebook, YouTube, or website, innateevolution.com, to watch us. Here we go.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Friday Night Live. And this week, we've had somebody ask, when we talk about wisdom and intelligence, gut instinct, what do we mean? Like, how do you differentiate between like the noise in your mind and what your heart is yearning to explore, to do? How do you separate wisdom from mind junk? And how do you follow that?
You explained that beautifully, just okay. Right there. Wow. It's internal. Remade this beautiful movie of my story and released it about 8 months ago. And I had so many comments about wisdom, that they saw wisdom in my words or felt wisdom in my words. And what I wanted to point out is the wisdom that they felt or saw came from them. It comes from you. It originates from you. It's a feeling deep inside your heart, untouched by thought. It will never leave. And when you follow that little, tiny, polite, gentle voice, it will never steer you wrong. There's a video that Dr. Braden presents, and he is talking about this beautiful story about these two twins. Separated at birth, but yet brought back together. And when they were brought back together, they were vibrant. And when they were separated, they both became weaker. So it was a beautiful story. He didn't play the story or tell the story for the story itself. It was to ignite a feeling within his audience. Mm-hmm. And that feeling is your wisdom. It's the beauty that comes from within. It's the love that comes from within.
Yeah, I love that you explained it as love, because wisdom is always going to lead you towards love. Yeah. And love is going to lead you towards wisdom. It's kind of the same thing to a degree. Wisdom is persistent. Your inner voice is persistent. It's very, very quiet. But it's persistent. You know if you're out of alignment, if you're with someone you shouldn't be with, if you're doing something that doesn't feel right. Mm. Because when you're quiet, it will tell you. And even when you're not quiet, it will tell you, but you're less likely to hear it.
Right.
As a metaphor, it's like this beautiful little blonde girl. I don't know why she's blonde, but she's this beautiful little blonde girl tugging at your leg, and she's really quietly saying, what about this, what about that? But she's so quiet and beautiful, you just kind of like ignore her. And then you come to your mind, and it's like this polished lawyer with this beautiful suit and tie, and he's so articulate. And, yes, madam, if you do this.
Yeah.
He's so convincing.
Yeah.
And so believable that you kind of buy into his stories and his analysis and his rationale. And all the time, the little beautiful girl is pulling on you. And she tugs at your heartstrings, but he tugs at your ego and what you want.
Right.
You have to go beyond what you want to your heart. And the strings that are tugging on your heart are the strings to your next greatest, beautiful potential of life expansion. It takes courage to follow your heart, because it can reshuffle your life. It could mean you leaving someone or being with somebody else. It could mean leaving your job.
Leaving your hometown.
Leaving your hometown like you did and I did. It could mean being really honest with somebody. Following the wisdom can make a real mess of the physical life, but if we're in this physical life and it's not working for us, it needs to be a mess before it recalibrates into a different reality.
Beautiful.
Like, you can't make an egg without breaking it. You can't lead a beautiful life without a recreation of what you'd created. Just because you've created this so far doesn't mean to say that this will keep following you, but there has to be a recreation to a new potential, like skipping up a level of reality to have a new reality. Mm. And wisdom is the bridge between the old and the new. If you follow it, if you listen to that quiet voice, it takes courage.
That's beautiful. Wisdom is innate. Wisdom is within each and every one of you. It never leaves. It just gets pinched off. When we listen to the crazy thoughts that come into our head, we contract. Wisdom expands. Mm. Wisdom is loving. Wisdom is understanding. Wisdom is compassion. Wisdom is a force of nature, as well as a human experience.
Mm. Yeah, this force of nature is the information and intelligence that allows nature, to be resilient. But it's also a personal experience, because we are nature in human form.
Right.
And people could think, well, I don't have this wisdom. Mm. Or, you know, people are wiser than me. But saying that is like saying, I don't have water in my body. Like we're, you know, between 70 to 80% water. And we can't not be 80% water, because we wouldn't be in this form. So saying that you don't have wisdom is saying there's no water in my body. It's, wisdom is like the water of life. It's inherent and it's immersed and it's pre-existing within this field of intelligence we're calling humans and we're calling nature, so we can't be separated from it. Mm. It's information, it's a silence that permeates all form and within all forms and communicates with us if we would only listen.
Right. Bubbles up in, from inside. And sometimes, I know I've experienced this, I had thinking that I wasn't worthy of wisdom, that I had to seek outside, I had to read it in a book, I had to speak to somebody else in order to obtain wisdom. But that's not true, because it's innate. Because as Rudy says, we're not part of nature, we are nature in human form. And you see so much wisdom in nature. It just knows what to do as it's doing it.
Mm. Like when they dropped the bomb in Hiroshima, experts said there'd be no life for a century, but red carna flowers sprouted from the epicenter within 10 days.
Right. And the volcano here.
And flowering cherries blossomed a year after.
Oh, wow.
And like here in Hawaii, you know.
Yeah. The volcano erupted about 10 months ago and lava spewed everywhere, flowed everywhere, covered houses, trees, roads. But now where the lava lies, brand new ohia plants are growing. Where the fissures are and hot sulfuric steam is coming out. It's just a garden of beautifully...
Yes.
Yes.
And it's created more landmass as well.
Yes. And plants are growing where you think plants couldn't. It's their own innate wisdom that plants just don't question, but we as humans do.
Mm. So it's within all of us. It's communicating all the time with us. And it is us.
Mm.
And it will persistently bug you until you listen to it.
Right.
And I remember once having a decision to make, and I did all my logical, rational working out, and I was still so confused. And when there was a quietness that happened, the answer was really simple, and the answer was, do what brings you the most peace. Do what brings you the most love? And I was like, yeah, of course. So that's our story, and we're going to stick to it.
Yeah, I hope
that's helpful.
Yeah, I think what you said was beautiful. That's our take on wisdom. It's yours. It's innate. It's always there. No matter the circumstances. No matter the circumstances. It doesn't discriminate. And it flows from within. I think that's it.
Yeah. So within our hearts, lots of love to you.
Yeah. Love you.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. To enjoy more content like this or to join one of our programs, please go to innateevolution.com. That's INNATEEVOLUTION.com.
Or find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And don't forget to read our book, Wholality, The Missing Link to Love. Until then, may you let inspiration and love guide your life.
And it's always okay to be human.
See you soon.